The green room. You answer the ancient summons. Immerse, submerge. Let yourself into the green room. Open all hours. Broach the waves for the thousandth time. You're in your element, where you can't remain without gulps of sky. Terms you accept in pursuit of a fusion you know is a dream. The sea without courting the sea within. Surrounded, engulfed, held between earth and air, in green gold, dispersed, fractured light, shot through with darts of sun. Your body a javelin, flung forwards, parallel to sandy floor. Mariner, submariner, a briny thing, until recalled imperatively to the vertical, two-legged fish wading back to shore. That space between where you need to be, literally, littorally, returning compulsively to where the world began, the amniotic embrace. Each emergence emulating the first stumble onto land, every time a little rebirth. Deeps. The waves dispel history, race in, erase, drag away, beckoning the swimmer with the illusion of first, of never before. We know to expect this thrill of recognition, spark of fear, acknowledging country that belongs to itself, aqua intacta, always out of our depth, even close to land, not our territory, not terror at all. When the swimmer reaches shore, she gains ground, makes landfall, each time a victory, each time a loss. Coasting. A denser blob of sand beside my foot reveals a tail. Scoots away as I stoop to investigate. A member of the sea crew, able seamen skate. I bumble in your wake, follow you out of sight. You skittish flying saucer, you. From the she-oak ridge overhanging Petra's beach, I spot a black disc coasting the shoreline, levitating in a colourless channel, sand surfing, sinewy, streamlined, fluid as oil, the ray we call eagle. Last summer, I floated above one, enthralled to her glamour, waving my paltry wings as she swanned regally on. A moment of imagined kinship, more than enough. Saved. In one of my recurring childhood dreams, it falls to me to alert family grown-ups gossiping gaily in the lounge room. A bad guy has planted a bomb in Auntie Kath's cellar. Convincing them with seconds remaining, kids and parents jumbling into Dez's van, roaring downhill as the house erupts behind us. In the other, I scale the iron rungs of a ladder up the side of a wide rainwater tank, isolated in an empty wheat field, climb over the rim, lower myself into its brimming contents, turn onto my back and float, arms outflung, gaze into fathomless blue. Seconded. Nets drift like floating veils of undead gothic heroines, ghost riders on the waves, reclaimed now for funerary art of a kind, sculptures of creatures tangled in unseen fingers, jellyfish, nonpareil drifters who roam with the tides, rays, turtles, dugongs, whose laid-back freestyle wafts them regularly into abandoned weaves, from which the Erub Arts mob plait and knit replicas of casualties, gorgeous in coats of man-made colours, brighter than birthday suits. Fibrous strands dangle from gallery walls, indestructible memorials to the disappeared, island people's totems since forever. Pogwag, their name for jellies, from whom they always borrowed patterns. Turtles likewise, grids and ellipses and scalloped curves, distributed gaily over backs and bellies, a melody of bright underwater notes being silenced by throwaway lines. Illegal fishers toss the evidence overboard if customs boats order a heave to. The artists drag them ashore to clean and repurpose, a project both festive and sad. Bramble K. Melomis, their latest icon, no longer with us. The K drowned. Their work, second nature. Sleepers. Ningaloo, Ningulu, a lullaby word for a nursery. Reef haven. This wake-up doco, Tim Winton's baby. The reef's edge on fire, ringed by oil rig flares. Here be dragons. Choose your own adventure for apt metaphors. Anything hellish. The minds of Maria's mithril-greedy dwarves. Close enough. Despair fights fury as we contemplate extinction. Tim plods on, teeming ghost crabs at his feet, his plea somewhere between plaint and philippic, as pollies in quiet Adelaide outlaw urban protest. Loggerhead turtles, orcas and humpbacks, rays and sharks, neons and brasses, corals and blowfish, jellies and microbes. Sea world, not sea world. We should gather instead for you on longboards, lilos, inner tubes, water wings, paddleboards, kayaks, milk carton craft, put out from shore in our hundreds. Shoals of merfolk, seagoing for dear life.